Questions ever want to?
Okay, Graham Thickens here, running out of time, doing one more interview before it winds down at Demo 09. And I'm at the Xmarks booth, and I'm with James Joaquin, CEO.
Well, I hope we're last but not least, right? Maybe you're going alphabetically here, Graham.
Hey, the only reason I didn't get here sooner is you were too popular. There were too many media people. Yeah,
right.
Well, you know, you guys had an impressive on-stage demonstration. Tell us what you introduced.
Well, here at Demo, we're introducing Xmarks. It's a new service available now at xmarks.com. And we, for the past 2 years, have been known as Foxmarks.
A company founded by Mitch Kapoor.
Founded by Mitch Kapoor. Yeah. He is our fearless leader, chairman, and visionary. And Mitch started Foxmarks to solve this basic need, keep his bookmarks in sync between his home and work computers. Today, we're actively used on over 3 million browsers. Foxmarks is available for Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Safari to do bookmark synchronization.
Oh, my favorite browser.
There you go. And what we're launching today with Xmarks is really a superset of Foxmarks. We took all that bookmark goodness and we launched this cool new discovery product.
And it isn't 6 million bookmarks, as I erroneously tweeted.
I'll put my finger below my lower lip and say 600 million bookmarks.
Yeah, yes. Sorry about that.
Over half a billion, to be sure.
So, great. So it's been around as Foxmarks, but you changed the name to Xmarks. How long ago?
This past Monday, we announced this brand new.
Okay,
yeah.
And I understand Mitch was even here at the event, right?
Yes, he was. Mitch was here for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
It's great to have a living legend amongst us.
Yeah, and how long have you been involved with the firm then?
Well, Mitch recruited me in to be the CEO just under a year ago. And Mitch decided that he really wanted, you know, Mitch has a lot going on. I tease him and say he has the one body problem because he has a lot of interesting projects, both for-profit and non-profit in the philanthropy space.
Yeah.
And so I came in to help take the company to the next level, execute on his vision, and launch all this cool new stuff that you see today.
Very cool. And tell us about your background.
Well, I'm a serial entrepreneur also. Mitch is one of my mentors, so I don't quite have his resume, but I started my first company in college, helped start a company called Clearview Software that was acquired by Claris, a subsidiary of Apple. Worked at Apple for 6 years and then started doing a bunch of startups. When.com, which was acquired by AOL. I was the CEO of Ophoto.com, which was acquired by Kodak.
Oh my God, what a record. Oh, that's tremendous. What were your roles at Apple?
At Apple, I started out leading an engineering team, mm-hmm. and I quickly crossed over to the dark side of marketing and business development. And I worked as a product manager on the Newton Group, which affectionately call the iPhone Alpha.
I love that. And you're probably a personal friend of Guy Kawasaki's, too.
Well, right? Guy and I definitely overlapped in our Apple days,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, Guy's a great guy. Okay, well, so what's next for Xmarks? Where do you go from demo here?
Well, we're really excited about what we launched. You can check it out at xmarks.com. It helps you find the best sites on the web. We have this really cool discovery service that for any website will show you similar sites.
Yeah, that looked like a really neat feature.
I just saw a Twitter from one of the co-founders of a search engine company called SearchMe, and on Twitter he said, Xmarks has the best recommendations I've ever seen.
Oh my gosh.
Which I took as a huge compliment. So I'm really proud of what the team did with the product. We have a browser add-on that takes all that cool discovery and brings it right to your Google search results page. So when you search on Google, we automatically highlight the 3 best Google results based on bookmarks. So the next thing we're doing is taking the Xmarks product that's available now for Firefox, and we're adding support for Internet Explorer and Safari. So in the next 30 days, you'll see our existing Foxmarks products for those other browsers get upgraded to this cool new Xmarks product.
And we have to download these as plugins?
They're browser add-ons, so they're kind of I call it a side load. It's a very light download, and it just works with your browser, and it adds all these cool features.
So a Mac guy could do it for Firefox, or is it one download or two?
It's one download.
For both Firefox and Safari?
No, sorry, it's one per browser. But Firefox is available today. You can check it out right away. Internet Explorer and Safari coming soon.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for taking the time. And we appreciate it. And we'll see you again at some other events soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Graham.
Yep.